College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Woo! Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward.
Wow, Danny's jumping. Taryn's jumping. Steve is being a cool one like me.
I'm bobbing my head.
But we're sitting down, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have that much energy yet.
Ankle's feeling weird today. I don't want to push it.
Is it actually?
It always feels weird. I wake up every morning and something else hurts.
Oh, you're at that age?
I guess this is growing up.
Oh, man. I never want to grow up.
The great Blink 182. Yes.
The immortal words.
Yes.
Let's get to KB from Cedro Woolley. KB, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, KB has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Leap year is happening next week. The next one will occur in what year?
2028.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Green Day?
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yes. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. Which city in Washington is known as the Lilac City?
Oh, Walla Walla.
No.
Pass.
Which fast food chain restaurant do many people go on Chinese Day in Japan? I mean, on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, pass.
The podcast New Heights stars Travis Kelce and who?
Jason Kelce.
Yes. Purdue University is located in what U.S. state?
Indiana.
Yes. The curse of the Bambino was a superstitious for what MLB team?
The Red Sox.
Yes. Who first used the word hello as a greeting when answering the telephone?
Oh, pass.
What is a baby whale called?
Cow?
Yes. How many times has Kim Kardashian been married?
3.
Yes. Wow, I'm impressed you knew that.
You okay over there, Sarah?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm drunk. And even with that, KB, you got 7 correct, which is a great score, I feel like. And yeah, even with me fumbling over all those questions, I got to all of them somehow. Oh, my gosh.
Right. You got it out, Sarah.
You know
got
what? Thank you, KB. Thanks for having my back.
And KB, you crushed it. I'm very proud of you as a fellow North Ender.
Yes.
I pulled that Kim Kardashian one out. I had no idea.
Well, you got it right, so that's all that matters. Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Leap year is happening next week. The next one will occur in what year?
2028.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Green Day?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Sure is. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. Which city in Washington State is known as the Lilac City?
Oh, I don't know. Longview.
No.
Arlington.
No.
Stanwood.
No. Puyallup? Which fast food, chain restaurant do many people go to on Christmas Day in Japan?
McDonald's.
No.
Oh. Burger King?
No.
Taco Bell?
No. The podcast New Heights stars Travis Kelce and who?
Jason Kelce.
Yes. Purdue University is located in what U.S. state?
Pennsylvania?
No.
New Jersey?
No.
New York?
No.
Damn
the curse of the Bambino was a superstitious for what MLB team?
The Boston Red Sox.
Yes. Who first used the word hello as a greeting when answering the telephone?
Lionel Richie.
No.
Thomas Edison.
Yes. What is a baby whale called?
What is it? Tadpole.
No.
A little
frog.
Little kicker?
No.
George.
Steve, George. You got 5 correct, which is a loss. 7-5.
Oh.
KB, that's what's up. You beat Steve, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
You're
Steve,
welcome.
What do you think about The Rock coming back for Mania?
I'm not falling for it, man.
I never thought I'd be upset that The Rock's showing up, but, man, I'm not with it.
Oh, you actually did want to know. I thought you were going to pull the...
It doesn't matter what you think!
Rhodes.
That's right. No, I'm all about Cody Rhodes as well.
All right. Ding, ding, ding.
Take care, my friend. Inside wrestling talk.
I love it.
And yeah. I love him. Seattle, Washington is known as the Emerald City. What city in Washington is known as the Lilac?
Is it over on the peninsula?
Oh, girl, I don't
Spokane.
Know.
Spokane.
Yes.
Oh, dang yes. it. I did not know that.
Well, you know, Spokane was on our brain because Danny was talking about emo nights going to Spokane.
Mm, yep. And you still
bring your lilac, Danny.
I will. Mm-hmm.
Which fast food chain restaurant do many people go on Christmas Day in Japan? They get their
Jack
chicken.
Jack in the Box? Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yep, KFC.
No way.
Really?
I know, is that random?
Tradition. Yeah. I love a tradition.
And you got Thomas Edison very impressed. And a baby whale is called a calf.
A calf.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not a
Congratulations
George.
On losing.
Thanks, Sarah.
It makes me so happy because it's so rare.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you ever take a job and realize right away that this job was not meant for you? 206-803-ROCK. This guy may have chosen the wrong line of work, because what happened was this guy in England posted a video of a Domino's driver freaking out because he's afraid of dogs. He dropped half of the person's order on the ground when their dog showed up at the door. This is the audio.
So that's the thing. I can understand if it was like an angry, vicious dog, even like the little ankle biters. Like, you don't feel like, I don't want to get bit by a dog. I don't care if it's 10 pounds or 200 pounds. Like, I just don't feel like dealing with that. But the owner was like, he's friendly, and he still freaked out.
Well, if you're going to be a delivery driver of any kind,
yes.
you're going to encounter probably a lot of dogs.
If you're delivering things to people's homes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So call in now if you have ever made a bad choice in the job that you took. 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What was the job that you took?
I was a painter and fell off the ladder. I had jumped off the ladder maybe about 8 to 10 feet high. And I realized that a stumbling dude is not very good on a ladder.
Oh, dude, I know for a fact I would never be a good painter for that reason, many reasons, but that would be a big part of it. It's like, I am not comfortable being on a ladder at a high level.
Okay. Yeah, I just, I quit that job soon after.
Did you have any injuries associated with that fall?
Nope. It was just a tuck and roll, and I'm clumsy and not get on the ladder again today.
I hate it even at our house when Brad gets up on the ladder, even doing like Christmas lights or something. I just am sitting there having a panic attack, knowing things could go very wrong very quickly.
That's when I see people with like the big ass ladders and they're doing the Christmas lights on the second level. And I'm just like, yeah, that's not ever going to. I'm okay with like first level doing a little bit of the trim. But even then I'm so bad like with ladders, like in the world of independent wrestling, like there are ladder matches. And I refuse to do those because I'm like, I do not trust myself. Like I will break something and it won't be like, it won't be pretty. So keep me away from ladders.
If you've ever made a bad choice in the job that you took, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
It's funny, bring up wrestling. So this weekend, Friday night, you guys are coming to SOS Pro Wrestling. I'm so excited that you guys are going to be there. That's going to be a blast. And it's in Tacoma, Edison Square, SOSProWrestling.com. I bring it up because one of the last times I went, a guy came up to me and says, dude, I had the same job you had once that you shared on the air. And that's when I was trying to sell art at a... There was an ad in The Stranger says, join us for a rock and roll experience, a rock and roll environment, blah, blah, blah. And it was turned out that you were trying to sell art to people who weren't expecting you showing up to their business, unsolicited, trying to sell art out of your car. And this guy came up to me and told me the story, and it was note for note exactly what I went through. He's like, yeah, I made it just to lunch, same here. He's like, I was so uncomfortable. The guy I was with was very pushy. He was like sliding into back entrances into businesses with some art under his arm, trying to sell it to like random people at their cubicle. And I was like, yeah, man, that's exactly what I went through. I didn't last an entire day. I knew that I am not. And because of that, I realized I'm just not equipped to do sales at all in anything. I always give props to anyone who works in sales. Like, I just, if somebody even like looked at me like they were about to say no, even if they were about to say yes, I'll give you all my money, but it looked like they were saying no, I'd be like, no problem. And I'd run off.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because one of the jobs that I realize I took the wrong job was a sales job.
Yeah.
And it was for a chiropractic company that needed someone to do sales and marketing. So I had been doing sales and marketing for them for like a couple of weeks, and then they wanted to send me to some sort of like a business academy to like do further training, and it was out of state. And I started to just do some research on the place, and it just looked very brainwashy, weird.
Like you were joining a cult?
Yeah. And I was like, awesome. I don't think I want to do this. So I literally wrote,
was it all inclusive?
I think they were going to foot the bill for the whole thing, but I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this with these people. And so I left a little notice and just left. I left a note that said, I'm giving my notice effective immediately. And I left. I don't want to go to your business academy.
It freaked you out that much.
It was really weird.
Did you ever do like research to find out like a backstory? Like, I feel like there might be a documentary about this place.
I think it was like rooted in like Scientology or something like that. I'm just a salesperson for a chiropractic clinic. I don't know that I need to be going here.
Like, does emotional music have an effect on you?
Right. It was just seemed a little too much.
Dan, do you ever have a job that you're like, yeah, I know you've done like a lot of like Hot Topics to Jamba Juice or places like that.
Yeah, it was one at the mall. I've talked about it before, but it's I won't name names, but it was a store at the mall after I worked at Hot Topic, and I went and everyone kind of quit and went to this one store and was like, oh, we're going to work here instead. And I remember on my first day, they were like, you need to sell a bikini to a man in his 40s. And I was like, no. And they're like, well, that's the whole thing, is it's upselling. It's back to school season. You're going to find like some dads coming in, so you need to sell them. And that was like their whole thing, was like that was a challenge.
So that's why
day.
You tried to sell me that bikini when I first met
every
you.
Every time. Yeah. No, and I was just like, I don't, because there you had to work on commission. Whereas like Hot Topic, you didn't work on commission. So it was like one of those like, I remember quit. I remember that was my only day of work. Week later, they called me like, hey, you know your schedule today, right? And I was like, oh no, I quit after my last shift and I never went back.
Somebody texted us, I was a busser at a restaurant instead of a really nice retirement home in high school. I freaking hated how uptight they were to the point where they would comment on my looks all the way to how I talked. Oh, and I called in sick one day and they fired me because I misspelled a word on my form. But being a busboy, I remember doing that when I first moved out here. And it wasn't like one day and I was done, but it was after a couple of months I realized this is not meant for me, because every night I came home smelling like bleach.
Oh.
Because of cleaning everything.
Ever get rid of it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my buddies would be like, you want to come out? We're going to Pioneer Square. Back in the day when they had like the joint cover for like all the places. And I would always say no, because I was like, I still smell like cleaning supplies at a restaurant. I was like, I'm just not cut out for this.
I could just see you getting promoted to bus man, though.
Bus man.
Yeah.
I kind of like being bus boy. Keeps you young. Another person said, Amazon delivery person. Did it for one day. Couldn't do it again. Anyone who does that has my total respect.
Wow.
It's a grind. I hear like it's just go, go, go.
For sure. Busy day.
The Daily Migs Show.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Dallas woman went into labor while attending the Rod Wave concert at American Airlines Center.
My first question is, who's Rod Wave?
He's one of the pioneers of trap soul, Steve.
You clearly just Googled his
name. I absolutely Googled it.
Does anyone know Rod Wave in this room?
No.
Well, there is a video.
Would you like to hear what he sounds like?
Oh, of course. Let's do it.
I found a clean version, Danny, just in case. I hate all of this.
That is Rod Wave. So this woman goes into...
What woman is keeping their feelings back?
I know, right?
I would never.
I mean, I feel like we know exactly how Sarah's feeling every single minute of the day.
Unfortunately.
Literally, yes.
You never hold back your feelings. Rod Wave does not know Sarah.
Well, this woman did not hold back her baby because she started to go into labor while at the America Airlines Center. There's video footage of her leaving in a stretcher.
She's just smiling and she's got the belly going and she's like, everyone have a good time tonight.
So this video has obviously gone viral and the comments have been priceless. So we will go straight to those comments.
We sent a couple of the videos to our production director, Jason, and said, pick out your favorite ones. Reenact them however you want, just to show how people are having a field day at the fact that this lady who's pregnant going into labor was at the Rod Wave concert. So some are making fun of her, I believe, and others will be making fun of who the hell is Rod Wave. But he's big enough to play an arena.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first comment about this.
I was there, and I didn't know how I missed this. It's probably high, LOL. Have a safe delivery, mama.
Oh, so we need to be high to be at a Rod Wave concert.
I guess so. Know exactly how you feel.
I know what's in your heart. What drug are we doing?
All of them.
It sounds like all of them.
Whichever one makes me black out, I think. Came a long way with so many scars. Finally found a brighter day for being lost.
I'm gonna hear that tonight. Oh, it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby was sick of all that crying from that depressing as music.
Are all the songs depressing?
Do you want to hear another sample?
Yes.
She said, I love you, but don't trust you, can't change you. I just hope we don't end how they do crash.
Does he have problems with women, I feel like?
Yeah.
He's picking the wrong one. He needs to change his paradigm of thinking when it comes to the ladies.
Maybe Sarah could set him up with one of her single ladies.
It honestly sounds like you put emo wrapped in like AI and made that. That's what it sounds like.
Make a bad Post Malone, sad rap boy song.
Terrible. Fashion burn on the shade room. Street runner, gotta stop running. Karen, no, stop vibing.
No, this is not fair. It's not fair to all of us. It's only fair to Sarah.
Who the f*** is Rod Wave?
Well, we now know. I was better off not knowing.
Wait, let me guess. Was she sitting in the C-section? Dumb.
Disagree. That was brilliant.
That's clever. Jay, I feel like we have a different sense of humor than our friend Jason.
I think he's just jealous he doesn't come up with these.
Dumb.
Couple more.
Her baby didn't want to hear that no longer.
Exit strategy. I'm in
your city tonight. Baby's like, get me out. Mom, what are you doing to me? I can't listen to this. Stop it.
Oh.
One more.
Being at a concert while pregnant is wild.
I did it.
I was going to say, Sid went to some concerts. I made a bad choice one time. I took her to a Murder City Devils concert while she was pretty close to having our child. I think she was hoping she would win into labor so she could leave that concert.
I did two nights at the Gorge. That was pretty intense for a pregnant
that
lady.
That seems a little risk-taking.
At one point, I sat down and started crying.
Because you thought you were going to have your kid?
No, because I couldn't find our RV. Everybody I was with was hammered and gone. I was very stressed out.
You go to a Gorge concert, you think everyone's going to stay sober in solidarity of pregnant Taryn?
And it was Dead in Company, so everybody is whacked out. And I was like...
They're all like, let me touch your belly, man. I bet I could talk to your baby.
But I did. When I went to the Rolling Stones and I was like 38 weeks pregnant, I actually built out like a plan for if something bad happened.
Like an exit strategy.
Because I'm like, this could go down. It did not for several more weeks, but I was prepared.
Yeah, I think we also went to a Glorious Sons concert. And we always joked that that was Tatum's first concert, was the Glorious Sons inside Mama's belly.
I love that.
And then our second was the Murder City Devils, which I had a great time.
That's why Tatum's going to have such great taste in music.
I sure hope so.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a TikTok food critic named Keith Lee, and he recently visited our fair Emerald City.
Now, I know like people are like, oh, TikTok food critic, which is what I thought. I'm like, why are people, because I saw so many people posting about this, like freaking out. I'm like, he's on TikTok, and I go and check his TikTok page, and he's got 17 million followers. I'm like, oh, okay, it's kind of a thing.
Even on Instagram, he has like 2.3 million followers, but we are not, I don't think any of us are one of them.
Honestly, when I kept saying Keith Lee was eating food, I was like, yeah, the wrestler, because there's a wrestler by the name of Keith Lee, completely different person. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a guy that's popular on TikTok.
Well, he made his way through some Seattle food establishments, gave some high praise to King's Barbecue House in Chinatown International District with a 9.5 out of 10 rating for the perfectly seasoned duck that he had. Here he is with his buddies talking about the food.
It's amazing, bro.
No, just a picture. They're all in the car. I guess they get it to go, and they're sitting in the car. And I always have you ever had food so good it just makes you start laughing because you're like, this is so freaking amazing.
Can't even believe it.
That is crazy. It's like a rib, but just like crisp, like crust. It's like a caramelized crust almost of just seasoned. I give it like a 9. I think it'd be a 9.5 with the rice, though, because you had it with the rice.
The rice with the sauce. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like a solid 9.
It was completely empty in there, which don't really make sense to me. But I feel like this is a if-you-know-you-know kind of spot, in my opinion, so far. This embodied what the food scene in Seattle is. You walk around, you try local cuisines, you meet local people, and this... gas. I'm going on a lemon sandwich.
For the older people out there, gas means it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just want to let you guys know. I'm down with it, because gas makes fire, and fire's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going on a lemon saying it. I really like Seattle, and I can't wait to see what the rest of it got in store.
They actually gave him an entire duck head, and they did not try that. They gave him
for
head.
Real?
Yes.
Danny, have you tried? Have you been to this place?
No.
I've heard of it. King's Barbecue House. It's in Chinatown.
No. I don't think I have.
Let's go on a field trip.
It's nothing fancy on the outside. Like, he even says, like, this just feels like one of those places, like you said, if you know about it, then you know about it.
They also went to Pike Place Market and checked out Tiny's apple cider stand.
I didn't even know about this place either.
Keith Lee treated his fellow patrons to cider and had this to say about it.
See why it's a long line. I absolutely see why. Look, you look like you in a movie. Yeah, this fire. This is my favorite so far.
Fire also is a good thing, Sarah. Just I know you're getting older.
I didn't know. Thank you.
Yeah, you're almost 40, so yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, you're kind of old. You probably don't know the hip young lingo like the rest of us do.
Okay. Yeah, this fire. This is my favorite so far. I get this an 8 out of 10. It's just the vibe, too. It feels like you're on a movie scene. Like, everybody outside, everybody chilling, smiling and laughing.
So he was just saying it was like a little pop-up stand for like a cider place. Huh. Has anyone been there?
I've never felt that passionate about apple cider before, so now I'm curious.
And it was funny because he shared that and it kind of, I don't know, rubbed people the wrong way, but some people were a little upset because he said something to the extent of, in Seattle, I guess it's not customary to tip. It's not popular. Like, you don't tip here. And then a lot of people have gone on social media and be like, Keith Lee, you need to get back on social media and let people know that, yes, you should be tipping in Seattle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't ever not tip.
In fairness to him, I think he went to the person who runs the stand and was like, hey, I want to buy cider for everybody that's in line, and I'll tip you guys. And they're like, oh, no, we don't accept tips. So I don't know why. Then I think that's the vibe I must be getting from it, from the post that he put up there, because I was like, man, no, there's a lot of waiters and waitresses that are probably not happy with you saying that, oh, yeah, people don't tip in Seattle.
He also went to Fob Sushi Bar, which I think we also need to take a field trip to. And he summed up his experience there by saying this.
Sushi is a place that I would come back to. And I can see if you love sushi and you don't have a shellfish allergy, this is heaven. You go in there for $15, you walk out with 12 pieces, and you can have crab and shrimp. You can walk out with all kind of stuff. And it seems like it's a very popular spot because as we speak, the line is out the door.
Is it Fob or is it FOB?
It's Fob.
It's Fall Out Boy.
I was like, is it Fall Out Boy? do we sing sad songs and eat sushi? Because I'm in.
They sell sushi by the pound.
Wow.
So you go through, yes, and it's kind of like buffet style where they have all.
Have you been there?
No, but I did a bunch of sleuthing because I was so excited about it. It's almost set up like a buffet where you get your box. You can either get a small or a large box, and then you go through and pick the rolls that you want.
Yeah, I saw he's in his car again. He just opened up this box. It looked like a gift box, and it was just like, you know, raw salmon and other sushi in there, and he's just eating it, just like his eyes were just popping out of his head because it was so good.
I'm feeling very hungry right now.
Yeah, these are three places I've never been to.
Also, I really want to go, going back to the King's Barbecue House, and I want to take Sarah because it's one of those places that has ducks just hanging in the window.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
Like living ducks?
No, dead ones.
Oh, okay. I was like,
barbecued.
You're ready to eat those ducks.
I was starting to watch his video on Instagram when he was there, and they literally chop the duck in half. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot finish this video. So there's no way I would take that adventure with you guys.
You don't want to see their vegetarian menu?
Oh, I'm sure there is one.
I'm sure they've got a salad.
Have rice
and rice.
It's literally just rice. They do not have a salad.
You should go in and say, do you have any plant-based options? And just chase you out with that same cleaver that they use to cut that duck in half.
Yeah, where's the tofu?
Right? Can I get that caramelized duck, but as tofu? Oh, I'll pay the extra $3.
When Keith Lee was here, he also went to the Usher concert, and so people are kind of hinting that there may be more Seattle food reviews on the way.
Ooh. I did like that. It was like so positive about his experience here with the food, because he's absolutely right. There's just, and I saw a lot of people posting it like, oh yeah, Seattle's a hidden gem. Like, people that aren't even from here, like, the food scene in Seattle is amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.